3. The Twisted Theology of the Communist Spectre. In the past century, various distorted theologies gained currency as communist thought swept through the religious world, subverting clergy and infiltrating and subtly corrupting Orthodox religions. Clergy shamelessly interpreted the scriptures according to their whims, distorting the righteous teachings left by enlightened beings from Orthodox religions. Especially in the 1960s, revolutionary theology, theology of hope, political theology, and other distorted theologies saturated in Marxist thought sowed chaos in the religious world. Many priests in Latin America were educated in European seminaries in the last century and were deeply influenced by the new theological theories that had been altered by communist trends. Liberation theology was active in Latin America in the 20th century during the 1960s to 1980s. Its main representative was the Peruvian priest Gustavo Gutiérrez. This theology introduces class struggle and Marxian thought directly into religion, and interpreted God's compassion for humanity to mean that the poor should be liberated, so religious believers should take part in class warfare in order for the poor to attain equal status. This school of thought used the Lord's instruction for Moses to lead the Jews out of Egypt as the theoretical basis for the belief that Christianity should liberate the poor. This emerging theology, which emphasizes class warfare and the establishment of socialism, was greatly praised by Fidel Castro, the leader of the Communist Party of Cuba. Although the traditional Catholic Church has resisted the proliferation of these so-called emerging theologies, the new Pope, appointed in 2013, invited the representative of liberal theology, Gutiérrez, to attend a press conference in the Vatican on May 12, 2015, as the main guest, thus showing the present-day Catholic Church's tacit acquiescence and support of liberation theology. Liberation theology first spread through South America and then through the world. In various parts of the world, many emerging theologies similar to liberation theology have appeared, such as black theology, women's theology, death of God theology, liberal theology, and even queer theology. These distorted theologies have greatly disrupted Catholic, Christian, and other Orthodox beliefs around the world. During the 1970s, in the United States, the leader of the infamous People's Temple of the Disciples of Christ, People's Temple in short, who called himself the reincarnation of Lenin, was a Marxist believer and set the original teachings of Marxism-Leninism and Mao Zedong thought as the doctrine of the People's Temple. He claimed that he was proselytizing in the United States in order to achieve his communist ideals. After killing American Congressman Leo Ryan, who was investigating allegations against the cult, he knew that it would be difficult for him to escape, so he cruelly forced his followers to commit mass suicide. He even killed those who were unwilling to commit suicide with him. In the end, more than 900 people committed suicide or were killed. This cult tarnished the reputation of religion and adversely affected the righteous faith people had in Orthodox religions. Thus, it had a serious negative impact on people in general.